Amen. I'm glad you done more than that. I'm glad you done it all. I appreciate you being here this morning. I appreciate every one of you that's here. I pray the Lord will help us to do whatever. And I guess most of you know about Brother Luther Carver's daughter getting killed in a car wreck. But you pray for the service. The funeral will be at 2:30. You pray that the Lord will give them strength. And I believe this. We was over there last night. I was over there yesterday and day before all day. And it took them from 5:30 to 10:30 to get through. There was about three or four in abreast going in line outside in the rain. And it's 10:30 last night finishing up. So I doubt if it'll be any use of you trying to get there to a funeral. And I know a lot of you'd like to go, but I don't believe there'd be any room to get in the house. And I don't believe there'd be any parking space. It's parked on the highways last night, both ways. And the parking lot was full. And of course, I guess probably 3,000 or 4,000 people there, but and the church is not a whole lot bigger than this one. So, and they got a fellowship hall. We're going to try to have some over there, but they'll still not be able to get all people in there, I don't think. So I think this. I believe if you want to be in it, if you want to do anything about it, they're going to need a lot of prayer. Amen. If you can come here about 2:30, somewhere in that neighborhood, Amen. To the church and pray, I think it'd be more. If you want to go, it's all right. But if you want to really do some good, you come here and pray about 2:30 at the church. I think you'd do a lot more, help them a lot more. Amen. There'd be a lot more power over there for them and comfort. God is the God of all comfort, and He needs to be over there. So I want you to pray that the rain will stop. I believe everybody's been praying that all morning. God will stop the rain over there. And what you need to do is believe it. You know, we can pray all you want to, but if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen no how. But when you believe it, God will do it. If you can get faith to believe that, it'll happen. Now I want you to pray for Robin's husband and David, Luther's son, led the singing. He's in his wife, all of the bones in her face is broken. She's in the hospital. Be a long time before she gets out. He was a song leader, Luther's song leader. And his daughter was a pianist, and that threw Luther into a spin. He don't know what to do. He told me he did. So you pray for him. You pray for Geneva Wilson, Parks Nova Boland, Bertie K. Wood, Jeanette Graybeal, and Mr. Minton. All of these need you to pray for them. And then we got a fax in here from somebody. One of us, I guess, is Matt Welsh said, "Dear Brookside Baptist Church, I would appreciate your prayers for my father, Martin Welch. He's recently undergone surgery to remove a tumor and is in poor health. Please pray for his salvation, that the Lord would touch him and save him. Thank you so much." This is from Matthew. And we got a lot to pray about. I think prayer is more important than anything else I could do. You can talk all day, and you can appear, but it doesn't have the effect that prayer will have if you get a hold of God. And really, that's what we need to do. I appreciate all of you that are here today. I want you to come back every time you can, to every service you can. Let's try to see that God will do something here at Brookside. we do need him. I appreciate what Britt said this morning. Appreciate the burden he's got. God, help us to let God take over again at this place and be the one that runs it. The ushers, come on, we'll receive the offering this morning and give whatever you can, and I'll appreciate it. God, I'm certain to bless you for doing that. Let me again remind you that the funeral will be at 2:30 over at next to Spruce Pine on Highway 19. Now, if you can come here to pray at 2:30, I'd appreciate it, and I think they will too. I think it'll be beneficial to both of us, you to pray. And you bow and pray with us while Brother Sam leads us.
Page number 68. I know a man who can.
Thank you. Oh, soul's inspiration, my heart.
so. He's all I need. And I guarantee you, he's about the only one who can help anybody. If you're going to the funeral, you better get on and go. I'm not trying to keep anybody from going. I'm just trying to tell you that, if you want to go, go ahead. And won't make me feel bad. And if you don't, come over here and pray. And pray for God to give Luther and his family what's left, faith.
Amen.
I mean, it's hard to believe. I talked to him the other day, and I decided that if anybody's going to have faith, it's going to have to be somebody besides him. I mean, you can't have faith when you're in a storm and in trouble. You got to have somebody to help you. If you can believe God, that's great. Believe it for him. There's four men that came to Jesus. They got it. They brought Jesus. They brought that man to Jesus, they had faith. I know that I've been preaching a whole lot on the resurrection. I'm still going to preach it.
Amen.
Some
Amen.
Of you believe it.
Amen.
I want to turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and this is Jesus talking. And Mary and Martha and Lazarus, it's a story of Lazarus dying or he is asleep, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, that's what Jesus said, he is asleep. They said he, and finally Jesus had to say he's dead because they don't understand sleep. They didn't understand what Jesus is saying. Well, anyway, I think that when we go out of here, we die and absent from the body and praying with the Lord and so on. Now, I just want to read in verse 25. Verse 25, I want to read to you. And the Bible said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now, Martha is after she's jumped on Jesus and told him, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I know that. Well, he raised Jesus, and she said, but I know. He'll live again in the resurrection day. Now you might ought to leave the day off because Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
I mean, there ain't no day to it.
Amen.
That's God. He said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, the life, and he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
Believest thou this? And that's what you got to believe to get saved. Now I want to talk to you about the resurrection and about how the power of the... Paul said, I want to know the power of it.
Yeah.
I'd like to know some things about the resurrection
Amen.
That I don't know today. But I'd like to stop just long enough to tell you about what Jesus said I am. Now he said, I am the resurrection. But in chapter 10 of the book of John and verse 9, he said, I am the door. Now, I mean, he's the door to heaven. He's the door to the Father's house. And he's the door that you've got to go through if you get saved. And he said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Now, this next verse is where I want you to listen to. It said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, when you tell me that God kills somebody, you're saying he's a thief. That's what you're calling. You're calling God a thief. And brother, I want to tell you right now, I mean, he's not a thief. He's the door. Now, the next verse said, I am the good shepherd. And I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life. He don't take yours. He gives his for his sheep. Ain't you glad that Jesus said, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. And bless God, he's a lot more than that. But I just wanted to throw in there that the thief is the one comes to kill. He comes to steal and he comes to destroy.
If anything ever gets destroyed at your house, it'll be the thief that did it, the devil. If anybody ever gets killed at your house, it won't be God doing it, it'll be the devil. I want you to hear that and listen to it, because 90% of the preachers that I hear, I mean, they'll say, bless God, he'll kill you. Now, listen, the devil is the one doing it. Or either you're calling Jesus a thief, one or the other. And if you want to call him a thief, go ahead. He'll take care of you in the days to come. My Lord is not a thief. He is not a thief. He is the door. He is the resurrection. Now I got to thinking about this week, because I've been thinking about what's going on, and I mean, of course, I knew that somebody was going to say, "Hallelujah, Luther." Well, now, you've got a sin in your life. Well, bless God, everybody's got sin in their life, or in their body, in their flesh. Well, you didn't do something right. Well, nobody's done anything right. I mean, all that stuff is a bunch of junk. I mean, the thief's the one who does the killing. The thief's the one who does the... But I'm glad Jesus is the resurrection. And I told him, I said, "You know what, honey?" I said, "Let me tell you, I don't know much to say. But I want to tell you one thing. I'm glad that the resurrection lives inside of me." And I mean, the thief, I want you to hear what I'm saying. The thief came one day, had to take that girl and to take anybody else that God has allowed to happen. But I mean, the resurrection's inside. I can hear the resurrection say, "I hear a thief in the house. I hear a thief crawling through the window. I hear a thief coming in the basement." He said, "I'll tell you what, I believe me and you'll just go to the Father's house. Bless God, I'm the door, and then nobody can lock it. And I believe he takes that soul and leaves out of here, and he goes to the Father's house." I'm talking about the resurrection. That's what the resurrection does. I mean, no wonder Paul got in trouble for preaching the resurrection. It's the resurrection that takes you out of here. When the thief comes in to destroy, he tears your body up. He tears you all to pieces. But God's Son, the Lord Jesus, the resurrection says, "I believe we'll just get out of here." Thank God, the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus, he is the resurrection. Said, "Let's get out of here and go to him." I said the resurrection took her out of here, and the resurrection will be back with her to get the body. I tell you right now, I'm so glad he's the resurrection. Boy, he said to Martha, "Oh," she said, "if you'd have been here, it wouldn't have happened." He said, "I know, but I'm the resurrection." Oh, she said, "He'll live again to the last day. Forget about that last day stuff. I've got the resurrection living inside of me this morning, honey. I mean, if the thief comes and tries to destroy my body and tries to get me, I mean, the resurrection will say, 'Come on, son, let's get out of here. Let's get on here to deliver you.' I'm the resurrection. We're going to the Father's house." You can't be in no better house than that. And you can't be in no better crowd than that. Lord, isn't that wonderful? And Jesus, I mean, I can see the thief. I can hear him in the basement crawling through the window. And I can hear him destroying stuff down in the basement. And I hear him starting upstairs saying, "We're going to kill it." I mean, if they move, we'll shoot them. Or we'll kill them, however. But ain't you glad at the resurrection? Amen. Said, "No, you ain't going to touch them." Amen. Now, you see, what the thief is wanting is the precious jewels. Amen. I mean, the precious things. I mean, a thief don't break through and just steal a little stuff. I mean, he's looking through the drawers to hunt the treasures. Ain't you glad there's an earthen vessel with a treasure in it? Thank God there's somebody down there looking after the treasure called the resurrection. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen, Lord, you say, but preacher, do you really mean that he's in me? Sure he is in you. And if he ain't in you, you're going to hell. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. And if you're in him and he's in you, he's the resurrection. He's the good shepherd. Man, he's everything you need. He's all I need. Ain't that wonderful? He's all I need. I don't need anyone else. I need the good shepherd. I need the resurrection. I need the leader. I need the great I am. I need the rose of Sharon. I need the lily of the valley. I need the bright morning star. I need everything he is. And I got him. Didn't cost me anything. Ain't that wonderful? I can hear him say, the thief's coming. How many young folks, old folks of any kind? Son, when you're saved, you're protected.
Amen.
You don't have to, you ain't got a worry in the world. Oh, you say, but I thought the Lord done all that killing. I thought he had all power. He has got all power. But the devil's got some too.
Amen.
You see, I don't understand that. Well, he said that's what the thief does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, what you think about it, you see, I mean, I don't understand. God's got all power, and he's got everything else. He owns everything. I mean, I'm an heir of God, the joint heir of Jesus, and he's got half of what God's got, and I've got half what God's got. And you've got half what God's got. And everybody saved in here has got half what God's got. And we all got half and we're still equal.
Amen.
With Jesus. I don't understand it. And I can't figure it. So don't worry about it.
Amen.
But to see, God says he's got all power. Well, the devil's got power too. Now, I mean, I know that God's got all power. And I know that God can stop the devil. But I believe that the devil sneaks around and the very time that you're not looking, when you might be maybe over to the side a little bit, just out and out, just maybe out of the shadow, not in sin, not doing anything, but the devil gets a chance. He said, oh, I'm going to break in right there. I've been watching that place for a long time. I mean, if I get in there, they've got a lot of jewels in there. Great God, wasn't the devil? That's the reason they like to tear up churches, you know. There's some jewels in there. There's some treasures in there. And the devil say, I'd like to have them. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get them. And I know about where they are. But there's somebody knows better than he does. I mean, there's somebody in there called the resurrection that put the treasures in there, that made the treasures in there. And so I'll tell you what you're going to do, son. You come in the basement, you crawl in the window, but I'm the door. While you're coming in the window, I'm going to the door. And I'm taking to the door. I'm taking the treasures out of here, and we're going up yonder through another door, which I am. And I'm going to land them safe where thieves can't break through and steal. Hey, listen. When somebody leaves here, while God said to lay up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and thieves can't break through, ain't you glad there's somewhere thieves can't get to? That's where there ain't going to be nobody dying. That's where everybody knows heaven's going to stay. Honey, I mean, that's the reason the devil can't get you out. When you get saved, he puts you in a safety box. I mean, he puts you in a safe in heaven because your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
Of course, if the devil goes through the door, he'd get saved. And if the devil got through the blood, he'd get saved. So, I mean, he knows better than that. And he knows he can't get saved. And he knows he's got no soul like a man. He's an angel. And he knows his bounds. But he knows down here, buddy, he kills a lot of trouble.
Amen.
But ain't you glad? And they didn't know I was going to preach this, and I didn't know they was going to sing All I Need. He's all I need.
Amen.
Well, he is all I need.
Now, of course, I know that this, and I'm not going to get off on this, but I know this is really pertaining to Israel and about the resurrection. I know that. I know Lazarus is a type of Israel that don't have to die. See, from David on up, they started dying. The Bible said before that they died. They lived and they died. Then one day this thing changed. And it said, and they slept with their fathers. From David on up. Let's read it sometime. And they slept with their father. And he slept with his father. Praise God. If you're asleep, you ain't dead. And Jesus said to Mary and Martha, or they said to those disciples, Lazarus sleepeth. They said, well, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. Now, that about done with the rest of us, you know. I mean, I didn't know too much about the whole thing. And Jesus said plainly, he's dead. I mean, to you, he's dead. But to me, he's asleep. Oh, listen, but we're going down to raise him up. I'm going to raise him out of his sleep. I'm going to raise him out of the dead. And Jesus, can you imagine? I like this resurrection stuff, honey.
Amen.
I mean, can you imagine the resurrection walking up and saying, come out, Lazarus.
Amen.
Why, he'd been dead 4 days. Don't matter to the resurrection how long you've been dead. Don't matter to the resurrection how long. Don't matter to the resurrection what happened to you. Bless God, he is the resurrection. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come out of there.
Amen.
Old Lazarus bound in grave clothes. Resurrection said, loose him. Let him go.
Amen.
I mean, Lazarus just like this. When he'd been wrapped from his feet, top of his head, hands, everything tied. He looks like a lot of Baptists that got resurrected and never has got loose. Bible said if you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Well, you can't seek it if you got something over your eyes. You can't even look up. But Jesus said, loose him and let him go. The resurrection saying, let him loose and let him go. Thank God if the Son's made you free, you're free indeed. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, I'm as free today. And I was telling somebody yesterday, I believe. John 3 said, Jesus said, he that believeth is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Now, I don't mean I'm going to hell if I'm condemned. But you see, I condemn myself or let the devil condemn me and let my heart condemn me. And God said, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. And these preachers take that and say, bless God, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. He's going to do it. No, what he's saying, if your old wicked, desperate, wicked heart condemns you, just don't worry about it. God ain't going to.
Amen.
That old heart of yours will tell you you're no good. That old heart of yours will say, look what you done. Say, I don't care. I'm still in the resurrection.
Amen.
And the resurrection's still in me. I'm still in him and he's in me. I'm still forgiven. I'm still cleansed. I'm still free. I've been resurrected. I'm a new creature. I'm not what I used to be. And I'm not going where I used to go. I'm on my way out of here. Don't you worry about me. See, the devil, then he'll come to you. Now, I mean, every time somebody dies, he's right there. And he's saying there's something in your life that you didn't do right, or God wouldn't have killed so and so. Well, honey, the thief does the killing. And let me say again, Jesus is not a thief. Well, you say the Bible said he'll come and as a thief. I don't mean that he is a thief. He'll come when you're not looking for him. That's what he's saying. He's not coming to steal something. Bless God, he's already purchased what he's coming after.
It already belongs to him. He don't have to steal it, but he just coming when you're not looking for him, when you haven't got the doors and the windows barred up, when you haven't got everything closed up. That's what he's talking about. Son, he's purchased his possession. He ain't going to come down here and get nothing belongs to anybody else. He's coming out to his own. Hallelujah to God. He don't have to come down here and steal nothing. He don't have to come down here and take a life. He gave his life so we can have life. He died so I can live. And glory to God, I'm a glad I'm a living. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, glad you're living today. He said, glad that the resurrection is living in you. And you are living in the resurrection. Martha didn't understand it. The disciples didn't understand it. The Jews didn't understand it. He went down at the grave. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. They said, he's stinking by now. My God, that ain't got a thing to do with the resurrection. Amen. He can take all the smell away. Oh, they said, he's stinking by now. Lord, let him stink. You see, some of these old sinners, they're rotten sinners. That's all right. If you ever let the resurrection get a hold of them, bless God, they won't smell no more. Their sin will be gone. Their sins will too. And they'll be in a safe place. They'll be deposited in a holy place and in him. And then he'll get in them. And then when they get ready to go, like I said, he'll just say, let's get out of here. Ain't that wonderful? I just thought of that this week. I'd never seen it like that. No wonder Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. He said, I want to know the power. Well, that's part of it. That's some power, ain't it? When there's a resurrection living inside of you. I said, boy, it's too rough down here for you. Just come on up here. That's when you pull out. Now, I mean, I know that they ain't going to do nothing to Jesus because he's the resurrection. But I'll tell you right now, I'm glad the resurrection's wrapped me up. My last boy got killed. He got killed up here on Sunday night. Heart, stabbed in the heart 3 or 4 times. 5 minutes later, he is dead. And I'm standing right here on this side saying Amazing Grace. Somebody come back here and told Rosemma, sent in here after her. She motioned for me to come out there, and I went. I come back up here, and they're still singing it. I said, his grace is sufficient. I've lost another. But you know what? When that bunch of dope addicts come by, thugs, and kill him, the resurrection said, son, you're getting too rough on you. I'm going to take you where there'll be no dying. Where there be no crying, where there be no sighing, where there be no corruption, and where thieves can't break through. I mean, the thieves are here to kill you, but I'm going to take you out of it. Oh, Lord. You say, but I thought that was going to be in the resurrection day. Honey, there ain't no resurrection day. It's the resurrection I'm trying to get you to see. Forget the day. Bless God, he said, I am the resurrection. When I started to bury that boy, I stand up and I said, God, I don't understand all this. I said, but I know he'll come out in the resurrection. Why? He said, son, he got the resurrection in him. Resurrection. But I didn't find this out till yesterday. The resurrection took him out of here. That is his house he lived in. He ain't there no more. The resurrection got him and sailed out. He said, one day the resurrection will come back. I saw this the other day. The resurrection will come back and get him. Get his body. Get him a new body. Son, you can't do nothing with a resurrected fella. It's got the resurrection on the inside of you. I am the resurrection. Well, if I am and he's in you, then son, you're safe. And if you're sitting right there by the side of him this morning, Oh, Lord God, you say, well, when I get to heaven, bless God, you're already there. You rose with him when he got up. I don't know where you got up then or not, but you got in that resurrected body. You're seated in a resurrected body, and a resurrection delivered on the inside of you. And why in the world are you wanting to wait till you get to heaven to do all your shouting and feeling good? When you starting up out of here, or even before that, when you hear the thief downstairs holler down there and say, hey, I got the great I am up here. You better get out of here, buddy. He'll either take me or take you, one or the other. He's on his way. Oh, I got Jesus living in me. And when the devil starts bothering you, son, down here, in your heart or up here in your head. And most of them, that's where he bothers us. He bothers my head more than he does my heart. Because he messes with your mind. Devil's come by and told a lot of you this week, you ain't no good. Well, see, I know that. But did you know I got the good resurrection? And the good shepherd? And I got the door? And I got the great I am. And I got it all living in me. Don't tell me I ain't no good. I'm in my flesh. Well, it's no good thing. But he's living in me. Now let me hurry. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he said, do you believe this? I don't know if she did or not. But I mean, he said, that's what you got to believe. Now let me close on the Romans Road. And I saw this the other day. On the Romans Road, they say, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Well, now that's the most important part, is believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I mean, you can confess with your mouth till you're blue in the face. You can pray till you turn blue. Whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But honey, if you don't believe, you ain't going to get saved. Amen. In fact, you need to believe before you pray, the Bible said in Romans 10, I believe. You believe because you pray because you believe. How can he believe? Call upon him whom they not hear. How can he believe on him whom they not hear? How can he hear without a preacher? You don't pray to get faith. You get faith and then pray because you got it. You got faith to believe you're going to hell. That's one good thing. If you ever get faith enough to believe you're going to hell, then you get there and pray for God to save you. You get faith to believe that you're going to hell, then you get faith to believe that Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And because he lives, I'm going to live. Now, you can't knock me out of that. You can take my house and all my land, my automobile and all my clothes. Strip me down to nothing. But boy, when you get on the inside, you can't take that that he gave me. That's a permanent thing. It's fixed forever. I didn't have a thing to do with it. He done it because he loved me. Ain't you glad he did? Well, let's stand to our feet. I want you to come back at 2:30 and whatever it wants to, can feel impressed to it. Because I still believe that if we can get faith for that brother over there that can't have it right now.
Amen.
And most of the people can't have it when they're in trouble. You see, when you're in trouble, when you're in a storm, took Paul about 14 days to get some. He's in a storm. God had to come down. The angel of the Lord came and stood by him. He come out one morning dark, had seen days for 14 days. Come out. He said, sir, I believe God. Be a good ship.
Amen.
He said, we're not going to get out of here with the ship. We're going to all be saved if you listen to what I tell you. They've done everything they could, most of us do everything. When God comes by and stands by you, faith comes in,
He'd get up and say, I believe God.